This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bill O'Reilly on the show tomorrow afternoon. Also, we mentioned the new St. Louis County prosecutor. I mean, she's been doing this for a while now. Melissa Price-Smith will join us in the studio. Charles Lipson, one of our favorite political guests, professor emeritus at the University of Chicago, back with us this afternoon. You can read his writings at charleslipson.com. Charles, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. We have a great afternoon here in Chicago. What's it like in St. Louis?
Beautiful. It's actually beautiful. Tomorrow we're supposed to get back into the 90s, right, Sue? But for now, it's really, really unseasonable.
Gorgeous.
And we love it. Yeah, we had a great end of August. My mom and dad are up there in Chicago. I've been communicating with them. I know that you guys have had a nice stretch. We're ready for fall. Although, you know, in Chicago, when we're in the upper 60s, which is pretty comfortable, you're like in the 40s still, I think, for the most part.
Don't rub it in, man. Don't rub it in.
Hey, I want to start here, despite you being at the University of Chicago, let's move up the lakefront a little bit to Evanston, Illinois. Not too far from where I grew up, Charles, in Morton Grove, Niles, and Park Ridge, and that's where Northwestern University is. And this doesn't focus on Northwestern, but this is the mayor of Evanston, Illinois, where Northwestern is. David Biss is his name, and he's talking about being a sanctuary campus, if you will.
But the reason that we communicated with our residents this morning is that I got information from a senior state official last night indicating that they had good intel that they thought it was likely that ICE would be coming to Evanston today and in the coming days. And we just felt that we had a responsibility to let our residents know so they could work to protect themselves. We've been doing everything we can to protect our residents from before Donald Trump took office, passing strong sanctuary laws to make sure our police are not cooperating with federal civil immigration enforcement, protecting our data, switching off our license plate cameras when we learned that that data was being shared. But we also need to make sure our residents know as much as possible so they can take the steps they need to protect themselves.
Residents is an interesting use of the word there, isn't it? Because he doesn't seem to be talking about residents. He seems to be talking about illegal residents, which those on the left have a very difficult time discerning between the two. But there again, we have a mayor, not of a big city, but of a city that's very adjacent to a big city, saying, you know what, we're not going to help the government, you know, take down some criminals that might be here illegally. We're going to look out for them, the criminals.
You know, I've been thinking about this whole immigration issue and thinking that Donald Trump has a special superpower that not everybody has recognized. And that superpower is that he not only can figure out popular issues on which he can take the 80% side of an 80-20 or 90% side of a 90-10 issue, but he can get all the people on the other side to lock in to the 10% side. And the it's like a Chinese finger puzzle. The harder Trump pulls, the more they're locked in. And that's exactly what you see. It's rich to see him say that he's protecting the residents of the city, the amount of criminal activity that's come in through illegals is just enormous. I will say one thing that I agree with Mayor Biss about, which is it is not obligatory for local police to cooperate with the federal government on this. It only becomes a crime when they begin to impede. And they're clearly on the edge of that when they turn off cameras and things like that. But they are within their rights, their legal rights, to let these people out on the street. But what you're seeing in Chicago is that when ICE is arresting these people, they're arresting pedophiles, career criminals, all the rest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and I have some interesting audio from Mika Brzezinski at MSNBC that kind of correlates and ties in to that, because here again, what happens is you have all these examples. We had one, a real-life example from a few weeks ago. You and I might have even talked about it, where there was a reporter in D.C. from Channel 4. I can't remember which affiliate that is in D.C. And she was doing a story and then happened to catch on video this guy that's screaming for his life. ICE is taking him into, you know, custody, and he's not done anything wrong. He's just like the Maryland father. Come to find out, he's got felony charges, including, you know, abusing someone under the age of 13 years old. So they keep looking for their poster child on this stuff, which is what Mayor Biss and others are talking about. But whenever you kind of dig deeper into the people who are being arrested, you find out the truth, and the truth doesn't play well for the left.
That's exactly right. I mean, there are people who've been in the country illegally for many, many years, committed no crimes other than coming into the country illegally. But the initial focus here has really been trying to get the worst of the worst out. And where are those people? They're often in local jails. And the fact that in blue cities, and certainly in blue states, they won't let them go into the jails to take those people out safely, imperils the community, leads to other people being arrested, because when they go out into a house where they find that criminal, they're going to arrest everybody else in the house if those people are here illegally. So it's just an awful situation, but it's also a situation that the American public, I think, really understands this will increase safety. I should say that it's not only illegals that are committing these crimes. This story about the stabbing on the Charlotte,
I just talked
North
about
Carolina
that.
Train.
Right.
That guy was not illegal, but we have these no bail, no cash bail policies. We have people who are career criminals let out time after time after time.
Yeah.
And we have people who are clearly mentally ill let out on the streets. And I mean, public safety is the number one obligation of our government. We want it to be done within the law. We want it to be done according to democratic lawmaking. But we want safety. And I don't have to tell people who knew about what happened in Ferguson about that.
Right. Well, and we've got multiple cases from here. But here's the other thing about that case, and I just kind of spent some time on it during the monologue. So part of the angles of that case, and the video just came out, the crime took place, I think, on August 22nd. So the video comes out, and a lot of people jump on it for obvious reasons. It's horrific, and you're cutting it off before the actual stabbing, but it doesn't matter. You can see what happened in the aftermath, and it's terrible. But then the media decides they're not going to really cover that story until they want to cover it, but they don't want to cover the crime aspect. They don't want to talk about, you know, the guy that had 14 mugshots. They want to talk about MAGA and how right-wing conservative media is talking about that story and how they're trying to gin up all this anti-crime sentiment as if that's some sort of bad thing and something we should be ashamed of to focus on public safety. It's really quite something when you think through it, Charles.
I'm in total agreement with you. Sometimes I feel like the mainstream media covers this story, meaning that they cover it with a pillow until it stops breathing. And that was the case here. The mainstream media completely ignored it. So did city officials in Charlotte. They refused to speak about it. And now the Trump administration has jumped on it because they have a very good sense that this is not an issue that Democrats want to defend. It was their public policies that allowed this to happen. It was their judges. And the fact that this woman was a refugee from a war zone.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, it becomes a racial crime because of what the guy said as he left the car.
Oh, I don't know about that. What did he say?
He made it clear that he had stabbed her because she was a white woman.
Oh, you know what? I didn't hear about that nugget. That's very interesting. Well, that's a hate crime, right? That should be talked about as a hate crime, but it's not going to be. And the mayor of Charlotte goes out there and basically starts talking about mental health, doesn't offer any empathy or sympathy to the victim, but to the career criminal, which was
absolutely
a nice touch.
No. And there are dangers in involuntary commitments because given the kind of government that we fear. You could have governments trying to commit you for other things. I mean, look, we have in England now people being arrested for flying the flag, flying their national flag.
In Ireland. It's unbelievable. It really is. You know, that was a story I didn't cover last week. But, yeah, it was deemed hateful because they were flying their actual flag of their country outside of their homes. And it was deemed hateful to immigrants, and they didn't want them to take it the wrong way.
A guy was arrested for reading the Bible in public. So this is there is a real problem of a state overreach. Now they would say somehow. And by the way, what was the rationale for for arresting the guy who read the Bible? Someone had been made anxious by it. if that's the criteria, I mean, you know. Good Lord, how could you teach a class?
It's horrific. And, you know, I know that you wrote a column recently about Graham Linehan and Nigel Farage testifying last week. I covered that quite a bit on the show. It's horrifying. People need to know about what's happening across the pond. And I really can't believe it's happening in the UK. But we have example after example. Charles
in
Lipson.
In Canada.
Yeah, in
a
Canada, too.
A lot of it happened in Canada as well.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me as much, maybe. But, whether it's New Zealand or Australia during COVID or some of the things they did in England, I mean, some of this stuff is still shocking to those of us who feel like other democracies have a fair amount of freedom, but apparently not these days. Charles, always great to have you on. You can find more at charleslipson.com. You have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.